C on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
But I'm not a cop anymore.
I'm from the future.
Because you can
I'm
inspire
in the future.
People.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you will. Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? You're listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rayman Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile, download the Rayman Digital app. It's on iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Simply search Rayman Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Search DC on CW. Once you get there, leave us a review. It helps the show out. We appreciate it. As always, I am your show host, Ryan Dinnan. In the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Stephen Crouch.
Yo.
What's up, what's up? All right, so today we'll be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 4, Episode 5, Girls Night Out. The team gets inebriated with the same gender to celebrate an archaic institution. With this, you had to put same gender in there, huh?
What?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, right. You want to be?
I'm not making people angry.
Right, you want to be politically correct. This was a fun episode. I'm actually looking forward to talking about it. I
feel like I put the wrong intro music in.
Yeah. Ooh, God, this would have been so much better.
So much better.
I could have got like down with this, dude. Why don't we have cameras right now? Oh, yes. Dude, why didn't that song not play during the episode?
Money.
Licensing.
Oh, money. Yeah. Touche.
Dude, they're like, we can afford the iTunes free 30 seconds.
But they blew the budget on what's his face?
On what?
Elongated Man.
Oh,
all the
yeah.
CGI. I mean, come on.
I mean, never mind. I'm not going to say what I was thinking. Anyways, I mean, they could have, you know, blown the budget on, you know, that great song for the whole episode would have been great. That should have just been the theme of the song.
Like, just
the,
play the it for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, we fucking paid for it.
Yeah, we paid for it. We're going to use this fucking song the whole time. So what do you think about that? Yeah. Okay. Anyways. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into some news. We got a couple articles here. And speaking of Elongated Man, let's go ahead and jump into this article. Now, this one, The Flash, Elongated Man's comic book love interest is Endgame. Now, fans of The Flash will eventually get to meet Sue Dibney, the Elongated Man's comic book love interest and wife. Ralph Dibney was introduced in the fourth episode, this last one, titled Elongated Journey into Night. Dibney's share on a, of the few stable and lasting relationships in the comics makes her a key part of the character's history. So we're going to get to see Dibney's lady. You know, obviously he's going to fall in love with her because he's not married now. So we're going to see them like, you know,
elongate penis her.
I didn't want to bring it up. I want to see how long I go without bringing it up. But dude, does it? It can grow too.
It's got
to
stretch.
It's got to stretch, right? Like, I feel
it
like,
has to.
I mean, but at some point, you're like, you know, once it gets past like, you know, 12 inches, it's like you could kill someone with that thing. Like at some point it's like
just the tip.
Yeah. But dude, your tip could be like this long, right? Like it could be like 12 inches, just the tip. Anyways, so yeah, we're going to get to meet Dibney's wife slash girlfriend or whatever, however they're going to do it in the show. Over the summer, it was reported that Hartley Sawyer would be joining The Flash in a recurring role as the Elongated Man or Ralph Dibney. So we found out, saw him, right, in the last episode. And not going to lie, dude, the guy that this Hartley Sawyer is probably perfect for Elongated Man. I don't think they could have picked a better person.
I don't think it would have mattered.
I mean, I guess not.
I think Elongated Man gets confused with so many other.
With Plastic Man and yeah.
You know, Mr. Fantastic and everything. Nobody would have known, like, what kind of attitude and, I guess, quote-unquote, sass to bring with the
yeah,
character.
I mean, I guess that's true. He's a very niche character, I guess. So, you know, the real hardcore fans, you know, would know. But at the end of the day, I mean, I feel like he's going to be a cool addition to the show. So one of the important elements from the comic book character's backstory, though, is his wife was noticeably absent from, obviously, this Flash's iteration of the character, so he's not met his wife yet. But according to showrunner Andrew Kreisberg, Sue Dibny hasn't been overlooked. Kreisberg says that it's important for fans to get to know Ralph before meeting Sue. Kreisberg remarks about saving Sue for another year, suggests that Elena Manor will remain on the show for quite some time. So honestly, like, after meeting the character and getting to, you know, obviously in the next couple episodes, getting to know him, I'm okay with that. I kind of like the character. I think he's funny. You know, he brings a different, you know, different attitude to the show. I mean, we'll get to see more of him and kind of judge who he is. But so far, I haven't, you know, not liked him or anything like that.
No, he's different than everybody else.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, like, sometimes it's nice to have different. But
he brings good comedy to it. I thought good chemistry.
Like, good chemistry, he definitely, I think the dynamic between him and Barry is kind of cool. Wife or girlfriend or whatever, you know, obviously life later, but Sue Dearborn, or later Sue Dibny, first appeared in Flash number 119. The character was a socialite who met and fell in love with Elongated Man. After the two were married, Sue accompanied her husband on many of his adventures. For fans, the relationship between Sue and Ralph had become a bright spot in the time where comics were growing darker. In a controversial move, DC killed off Sue in 2004, upsetting fans. Spoiler alert. However, Sue's death stuck.
I think spoiler statute of limitations over. 2004 doesn't even know what a spoiler is.
So Sue's death stuck for years as Ralph's grief became a motivated factor in many storylines, which kind of seems typical for most comic book characters. So
any hero.
Yeah, any hero, yeah. So, I mean, look at Batman. He's fueled by that. I mean, I'm excited. This will be interesting to see, and I look forward to seeing more of the character, obviously hopefully giving him a better suit than what we saw in the previews. That gray thing, it needs to be a little better than that, but obviously
you think that, Cisco's not gonna, we'll talk,
oh, come on, Cisco's definitely gonna make one, come on, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, so the next one we're gonna talk about, this next article, is some crossover news, and it's about one of our favorites, Wentworth Miller. So the DC TV crossover is bringing back Wentworth Miller as a different character. What are you doing there, buddy? Oh, okay, great. Just, you know, turn my mic off right in the middle of me talking. No worries. Mike came in and decided to fuck with the board while we're doing the show. Nice. Thanks, Mike. So we're going to see another version of Wentworth Miller. And I think, you know, the DC TV crossover airs later this month. We all know that. And it's bringing back Wentworth Miller. So obviously Leonard Snart or Captain Cold, he's going to guest star on the event. So it looks like he's going to be hopefully coming across all four episodes, but he's going to be a different version of his character. So obviously we've got multiple, you know, the multiverse and all these things and different Earths. So there's multiple ways he could come back. But the thing that I'm really curious about with this is, you know, it's Wentworth Miller. Now we know he could probably pull this off playing a different version. I mean, look at Tom Cavanaugh. Like, he dude's played like 19 different versions of Wells, and he's, you know, pretty good. So this is Wentworth Miller. I feel like this should be pretty good.
Steve's not excited about that one.
You're not excited?
I am not a fan
of Wentworth Miller.
The whole character portrayal, I'm not.
What did you want?
Not that. Bob and I have had long discussions.
Well, I've never had this discussion, so explain.
Either of our fans, like, when we come on the radio, Steve, and I bring that up,
yeah.
I know you're kind of new at this, but we can't have inside stories between us.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah.
We have listeners.
Yeah, I need to know this. Yeah.
No, well, I thought you and I had talked about this too.
No,
Ryan.
I don't think we did.
Still, not including the listeners.
I just can't do the acting. I know he's doing it purposefully. I would have like to see it a different direction, I guess. I don't know.
Like, what though?
I don't know.
What did you want to see?
It's cheese ball status, and not like.
Have you not watched these shows? Like, I feel.
That's a fair statement.
Okay, that's what
I
thought.
Statement.
Anyway, so back to the article before Steve went on the hate train there of Wentworth Miller, which bums me out.
I never watched Prison Break, so I have no love for him to begin with.
Okay, well, fair enough. Barry and Iris's wedding brings the gang together, but things go awry when villains from Earth X attack the ceremony. So is that Earth 10? never mind. It reads, all of the superheroes band together with help from their friends, like Citizen Cold, guest star Wentworth Miller, The Ray, guest star Russell Tovey, and Felicity Smoke, Iris West, and Alex Danvers to take on their most formidable villains yet. So it sounds like Citizen Cold sounds like he's going to be a good guy.
Well, remember Earth 2, wasn't he the mayor?
That's right, he was he not? Yeah, so I guess I forgot about that.
I'm assuming that this is going to be Earth 2 Wentworth Miller.
So we're going to see good guy, basically, Captain Cold. Huh, interesting.
It'll be an interesting take to see how it goes. And maybe even to see how him and Mick react to each other.
That'd actually be really cool because, you know, Mick is kind of, he's changed quite a bit over the last, you know, season or so. So he's more the anti-hero role, like not even a bad, he's not even a bad guy anymore. I wouldn't consider him a bad guy anymore. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see him, kind of interact with Citizen Cold, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely, I'm excited, dude. I think the crossover is gonna be really badass.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing that comes out of this story is
Oliver's back in the suit. Whoa, what's up? Like, we didn't know it was gonna happen. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Captain Derail. Wentworth Miller went on his Instagram and said that this will probably be his last time in the role of any kind of Cold character on.
Aww.
You know, that Leonard Snart would probably not be coming back. So
that's bum. That's
Steve
a bummer.
Is excited as hell right now.
Why couldn't it just be Wally, dude? Like, no. Dude, this sucks. I think it sucks. I know you liked Captain Cold.
Yeah. No, I definitely do. And I liked his acting. And I appreciated the character and the kind of the old school gangster mentality that they brought. And even like the opposite, like, you know, I always considered it hot and cold when I looked at Firestorm and him. And
That
Wentworth Miller talked and acted the way he did to counteract his hot-headed buddy. So you saw the way they acted, you know, offset each other. And
man, that's a bummer, dude.
It's a bummer that it's happening. But on a better note, I guess, for our crossover,
ooh,
Ryan will be doing Supergirl.
What?
Dude, I am not excited about that. Like, no joke, dude. I'm like,
wait, he's serious?
Yeah, he's dead serious.
Yeah, because
we're to watch it.
We're going to do a two-part. DC on CW will end up doing two shows that week on that Thursday after the crossover. The first one will be run by Lauren Alexander, who is the lead host of Supergirl.
Fuck.
And, you know, gets in on the rest of the shows when she's needed. But it's Supergirl and Arrow for the first half. It's Flash and Legends for the second half. With a true four-part crossover, the fans have called for it, and I've heard so many people, like, on our Facebook page and Twitter going,
people actually want me on
Ryan
show.
On Supergirl for some reason.
Guys?
Have you watched a single episode?
Not one episode. Dude.
Oh, my God, you're missing out.
No, I'm not. Really not.
Steve's been on more Supergirl episodes. No,
guys, let's be complete. I'm not missing anything. Hero, and I don't like anyone that has super in the front of their name.
But so we will finally get to see
except
Ryan
Supernatural. You like that?
Yeah, but that's not a super, like Superman, Superboy, Supergirl. They all suck. But you know what? I am, I will be there. I will be enthusiastic. I will not shit on it. I promise 100%.
He's just hoping that Oliver and them have more of an impact on the Supergirl show.
I hope Oliver and the Flash take over and she's just in the background.
I mean, this is legitimately 2 years in the making that we are going to get Ryan Denton to sit down and talk about Supergirl.
I can't believe people actually want me on the show.
I hope it's so good that you go back and binge
of
it.
I will guarantee this. It could be the greatest episode of DC on the CW network, and I will still never go back and watch Supergirl.
But watch Captain Cold.
Yep. Captain, dude, far better. Far better, 100%. With that, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Flash Season 4, Episode 5, Girls Night Out. But first, a quick break.
Who's got two thumbs and can see through the dimensional vibrations of the multiverse? This guy.
That guy.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Minister Kevin Swanson, who holds notoriously homophobic views, said Houston had sinned by having a very, very aggressively pro-homosexual mayor. Unless Houston repents, unless New Orleans repents, they will all likewise perish, he told his radio show.
How does he get a radio show?
That is the message that Lord Jesus Christ is sending
No, it's not.
Right now to America. These comments come days after Christian radio personality Rick Wiles linked Houston's progressive attitudes with the storm as well.
Okay, so gay people have magical powers. They're basically Aquaman. They can control the weather and the sea life.
Why wouldn't you want to be their friend then?
Yeah, exactly. I wish I was gay. If I can have magical powers, I would go down on a dude. Like, hey, listen, go down on a dude and you can now command the weather. All right.
Sure.
Point me to the nearest dig, please.
I thought I had to get bit by a spider, but apparently I had to get bit by some fashion.
That's my origin story. My origin story is to get plowed in the ass.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
USAopoly is the company behind your favorite top quality custom board games made with brands you love. They're your source for authentic, hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained with laughter and shareable memories. For more details, go to USAopoly.com. That's USAOPOLY.com.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, Bob, did you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service?
I did not know that. Tell me more.
That's right. Besides the weekly free broadcast, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber.
What do I get when I pledge?
Well, it's easy, dude. The premium service includes video content, plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek from the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, this show, DC on CW.
The most important one.
Supernatural to Crossroads, and more. So when you head over to patreon.com/RainManDigital, and sign up today, guys. We need it. We love it. We love you guys. Come get that content.
Most importantly for me and Ryan, we need you to at least donate $1 so we can get a wrestling show.
Wrestling show. Yes, yes,
so
yes.
Just give us $1 and make Ryan happy.
It would make me very happy. Put it in my G-string.
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Geek Out Saturday.
And this is something that Supernatural, I don't think, has ever really had a big problem with.
Right.
All of its monsters, a lot of shows have procedural elements. We've talked about this before on the show.
There's a level of responsibility on his head as someone that is a metahuman and uses his powers for good.
She's force sensitive, but she's not a Jedi.
If you've been watching Rebels, you see that happen.
During a roundtable interview with reporters yesterday, The Flash executive producer Andrew Kreisberg revealed that Kevin Smith's...
However, race is important in the Dark Tower universe, and the relationship between Susanna Dean and Roland centers around the color of their skin.
Catch up on your favorite Rain Man digital geek shows every Saturday. DC on CW, Back to Tank, Weird West Radio, The Crossroads, and more. Geek Out Saturday on Rain Man Channel 001. Listen from the Rain Man digital app or tune in. Just search RM Channel 001.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
Yo, what's up, guys? We're back. Flash Season 4, Episode 5, Girls Night Out. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Directed by Laura Belzy, written by Lauren Serto and Kristen Kim. I think I got those right this week. Finally, for once. So, anyways, I don't know. During the bachelorette party this week, we get more insight on the background of what was going on with Caitlin over the last 6 months, you know, besides just kind of looking hot and, you know, not falling on some
just going through some goth.
just going through. Dude, oh God, dude. Sorry. Jiminy Christmas, Steve. Learn. Jesus. Anyways, so we get to basically, you know, what she was doing for the last, you know, 6 months when Barry was gone. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the introduction to Amunet Black. I just like how I said that. Amunet. I said it like Imhotep or whatever. No? Okay. Again, another pretty high profile guest star. If you're from the nerd community, Katie Sackhoff, she's from Battlestar Galactica, Longmire. Sorry. And what else? She's done tons of stuff.
Riddick.
That's right. Riddick. Oh, dude, she looked awesome in that movie, by the way.
Naked in Riddick.
Yeah, she was naked. Dude, Mr. Skin.
Bob, real life Mr.
Dude,
Skin.
Dude, he is literally the Rain Man Mr. Skin.
And they can confirm. It's not like I Googled anything.
No, you
did
Google shit. That came off the top of his head, guys. I will say this, man. I really enjoyed her take on Amunet Black. I thought the character was really well done. She's a fantastic actress.
So let me ask you guys this, because you guys are the BSG nerds. Like, if you weren't watching the show, if you heard, like, if you have actors from your, you know, one of the shows that you guys like absolutely love, like BSG, do you follow that actor around?
I used to follow her and Trisha.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Trisha Helfer.
Yeah.
I just always wonder, like, you know, because, like, again, I know you guys are just hardcore fans of BSG. And if it, like, you know, because I know there's certain things that I watch when I hear so-and-so is going to be
on.
Oh,
shit, that person.
I'll go watch.
Yeah.
You know, and I just didn't know if she was kind of in that category for you guys.
I would say, yeah. I mean, I definitely enjoy her. I think she's a great actress. I mean, obviously, this episode was she was wonderful in this episode as this character. You know, being introduced to a new character right off the bat, everyone's kind of you're always leery about that to begin with, which I thought she was very, very well done. She's a fantastic actress. And yeah, I mean, to answer your question, Bob. Yeah. I mean, there's certain actors where I'm like, oh shit, they're going to be in that. I think I'll watch that. I think it's hard though, when it's like, you know, a character gets cast and it's like mid season and you're like, oh man, I haven't watched any of the episodes. Do I really go in and watch that show now? Even though, cause I have a favorite actor that's going to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
That one's
mm-hmm.
tough. But I think for this one, obviously we're watching this show and I think it was, you know, beginning of the year we had heard she got cast and I was like, ooh, this, you know, I really like her. This ought to be really cool. And I think they did a great job, casting the character. Cause you definitely get that, like, she's threatening and scary, but she's kind of quirky. Or like perky at the same time.
Just made up a freaking word.
Quirky.
Is it quirky?
Quirky.
Quirky.
Dude, I make
like
up
a quirky gay guy.
Quirky. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Quirky.
Quirky.
Is that a gay quirky?
He's a queer key. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's totally what it was. I meant to say. Never mind. Fuck it.
I care what you meant to say.
Oh, there's another drop. Wonderful.
I don't know. I find it hard, like, following him, because she was so iconic in her role as Starbuck.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
So hard for me, being such a big fan of BSG, to disassociate her from that role, for better or worse. She was so good in it, but she performed really well in this, and I was really surprised by her accent.
She's really quirky.
Well, she was quirky. But her accent, she pulled it off. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things. Like, you see an actor and they've done this iconic role, right? You know,
it's hard to see as some.
Yeah, so like,
right. Robert Downey Jr. is going to be Tony Stark no matter what he does.
Well, what about, like Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes.
Okay. Like, you watch him in Harry Potter and then you go watch Horns.
And we call Malfoy.
Yeah.
We call Malfoy all last season.
Right. It's like, you go watch Horns and it's like, holy fuck, that's Harry Potter. And he's like some kind of demon. Like, it just, it's weird, dude.
Wasn't he in that movie where he was like a dead kid too or something?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but it's like, you see these characters and they're iconic. But no, I think Steve's right. I mean, I thought she did really well. The accent was great.
Does it help that she looked so much different than...
She did. She didn't have the short hair. She had the long hair. Yeah, it was a little
because
different.
Like, if I didn't follow the show, it would have taken a while for like a credit thing to be going like, that's her.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I have that con 8x10 pose with her with the Starbuck tattoo in the uniform.
Yeah. The one where she's got the stogie and like, And you see her tattoo on the arm. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. I think she did great. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, you know, jumping off her and can, you know, we definitely think she's great, but, why have we not seen until now a metahuman trafficker? For like, if you really think about it, like, we see it in this episode, we see it with, I don't even remember the name of the character.
Weeper.
That's right. Why have we not seen something like this before? Like, I definitely feel like, it's such a genius idea I mean, on paper, not obviously not into human trafficking by any means. But the fact of the matter is, like, if you really think about it with like metahumans, that's such.
But again, you'd have to have somebody like Weeper where the powers were controllable.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, congratulations, you got elongated, man. How can you force him to do anything for you?
Hey, man, force him into porn, right? Just Bob just stops and just like face palms.
Gone.
He's done.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
But we see, you know, we've been curious what Caitlin's been doing as you know, Caitlin slash Killer Frost, but she's. You know, we see that she was basically a hired muscle, basically in exchange for Amunet to help her control, you know, her Killer Frost powers, which, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, Caitlin's always, like, in the last, you know, season, she's been really trying to figure out that whole, you know, Killer Frost powers. And I think it made sense to bring Amunet in that way.
Well, it was just funny because it was a complete change. Because I want to say when we did the story during the summer that she was an underground arms dealer, not necessarily this human trafficker yeah. and a metahuman.
I wonder if that changed. I wonder if they were like, let's change this up, you know, or they said, no, we're not going to do it. You know, the arms dealer, we're going to do it where it's human trafficking. I wonder if that was like kind of a last minute change.
I bet you. It, I mean,
or it was a swerve.
Yeah, I think because they do that all the time. We see characters and we think they're going to be something they're not.
So I know, you know, I know that in the last episodes I had talked about Caitlin and the whole Killer Frost thing, right? And how I was like, they need to figure it out. I think they have.
I was wondering when I was putting together the show today, yeah. I was like, I wonder how Ryan's going to react to this because you were so passionate about like
them figuring out what they're
figuring
gonna do
it out. Yeah. And I can't have her bouncing back and forth because, you know, Ryan.
Well, I think. The thing that I was stupid, the thing that I was kind of concerned with was that, you know, she spent time, you know, it was like, hey, I'm Killer Frost now. And it was like 4 episodes. And then now I'm not Killer Frost anymore. And it's like 4 episodes. And it was just, it just seemed like it was really back and forth. And I think what they're doing, and you even put this in the notes, and I was going to relate it to that, was the Bruce Banner slash Hulk kind of like, you know, if she gets angry or
I need the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'll change. And I'm okay with that. And the reason that I'm okay with that is that you've got it under control. You're not like, oh, you know,
I stubbed my toe.
Oh, no. Like, I like
ow,
that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Now I'm frosty.
Yeah. Like, I like that she's kind of got it under control. And it's not, you know, you still see flashes of Caitlin as Killer Frost. And yeah. I think that was what I really like about it. And I'm okay with it. Yeah, I'm glad they went that route. It makes sense. It makes sense for you can have both characters and you're not restricted to say, oh, well, she's Caitlin for 4 episodes.
And
you
most
know what
importantly,
I mean?
It's not hidden.
It's not hidden. Exactly. Everyone knows about it now. And
she called in sick today.
Yeah. Oh, why is Caitlin sick? Yeah, exactly. By the way, I mean, she looks amazing as Killer Frost. Am I the only one that thinks that? I just feel like.
The eyes. I think it's the eyes.
Dude, can you imagine? Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
They're fuck me eyes.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I was going with it. So yeah, I don't know, man. I just, I definitely am okay with the way they've gone with the route with it. So anyways, the episode, we kind of see that, you know, it's two different sides of a bachelor party and bachelorette party. Some shit goes down. And the chicks can't get a hold of Barry because he's at a strip club where you don't get a phone. Now, I haven't been to a strip club where I actually have to turn my phone in.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you didn't go to the last one we went to because you were face down in my dad's bed.
Oh, bullshit. The last one we went to was WonderCon.
And we went to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We did, didn't we? Oh, I forgot about that one. I forgot about that.
But they
we look terrible right now. Anyways, off this subject.
I've never been to one, though, where they took your phone.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But, I mean, I guess it made sense for the episode, you know, hey, we can't get a hold of Barry.
It's a plot device.
It's a plot device, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to take pictures of strippers on your phone. You don't want that on your phone. Come on.
No, that's evidence.
Yeah, it's evidence, yeah. Even though you can delete them. But, you know, it definitely, again, plot device. But Iris really, she seemed really hell-bent on stopping Amunet. Like, it was like,
that leadership role coming back.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely the leader this season. And I think, you know, she's made that transition where we was like,
where we're like, go away, write something.
Yeah, go be a fucking journalist or something and let the team handle it.
Let things happen.
Yeah, and instead she's like, I think she, you know, she saw the Weeper. And it's one of those things where, like, this dude has no control. Like, he's not... his powers are based off of, you know, I can't cry on command. That's why I'd never be an actor, dude. Like, I would be like Tug Speedman in fucking Tropic Thunder. I can't cry. Like, I just couldn't cry, dude. Like, I'd never be able to do it. So, you know, for his powers to be controlled by, you know, something that is almost involuntary is interesting. And you see Iris really want to help this guy because he's, you know, he's fucking locked up, right? She definitely, you could see it.
Yeah.
You know, like, she was definitely like, okay, we need to help this dude. In his powers, you know, so I was a little lost in his powers. So essentially, when you drink his tears or sniff his tears or whatever, snort his tears, whatever the fuck it was a love drug?
Yes. That's okay. What they said.
So
it was like a euphoria type ecstasy.
So it was basically X.
Yes.
Yeah. So they broke out the glow sticks after that and were going to town.
It looked like they were sniffing glow sticks.
It did, right? Okay, I wasn't the only one that thought they looked like they were like, oh, glow sticks, man, yeah. I don't know, dude. Like, harvesting tears, that's weird, dude. Like, first of all, I like how they made him look like he was all, like...
concentration camp?
Yeah, he looked like he was beat up.
I was surprised when he ran away at the end of the episode.
I was like, how can he move like that?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that guy's running away. He looked like he got just beat down.
I feel like being that dehydrated, you're not getting a lot of tears out of him.
Yeah, dude, like, hey, man, can I have some Gatorade? I need some electrolytes, bro. I'm dehydrated. Like, hook me up, man. I'll get you some more tears. At that point, dude, like, here's the thing. Like, if that's your superpower, this is me. This is my opinion. I'd be like, yo, pay me. I'd be like, pay me. And, you know, I'll fucking, you know, I'll cry. Give me some onions. You know, you don't have to beat me up.
Yes. Like, that was the first thing I was thinking of, like, all the different ways. Like, she's just punching him in the ribs over and over again.
Dude, ow.
To make, like, me cry. I'm like, bro, stop. Like you said, give me an onion. Like, I could just see, like, the chef just sitting there, like, in front of him, just cutting it.
Just chop onions, bro. I will cry like a motherfucker.
Pull a nose hair?
Yeah. Oh. Pull a hair, like, hairs off your leg? Oh, man.
Like,
or nose
even
hair.
Even punch him in the nose. Yeah. Will make my eyes water.
I don't want to get punched, though.
Yeah.
Like, look, man, contrary to popular belief, I don't want to get punched in the face.
Give him some hot food.
No, everybody just wants to do it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some soup, some hot soup or something. You know, eat a pepper or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's ways to do this where I make money and you guys get your tears. Like, I don't,
Not so evil.
Yeah, I don't need to be Magneto's family in a concentration camp. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't get it, dude. But
I was like, I felt bad for him. I was like, there's so many better ways to do this.
In fairness, there are worse ways. So,
well, true. But, like, dude, getting punched in the ribs, that doesn't feel good. Like, I've been punched in the kidney, and it's like, dude, that's the worst. No, thank you.
I could only imagine, like, so she was, you know, basically trafficking it to those people.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have been like, wait, I have to beat the shit out of him. It's bad enough I'm buying the dude like
now
a fucking
I gotta beat
slave.
Him?
Now I gotta beat him.
Like, dude, like, okay, you buy the guy like a slave, then you gotta beat him like a fucking slave. It's like, dude, that's terrible. That is terrible. This is not a good
deal.
Glad
they cast like an Asian dude for that. Oh, God. Fucking Colonel Sanders goes up there.
Jesus Christ. What are we talking about? Django now? Jeez. Yeah. Fuck, man. That's terrible. Okay, let's talk about Kate a little bit more. She wants to stay back, and I get that. Like,
she still doesn't trust herself.
Yeah, and I get that, dude. Like, I totally understand, but at the end of the day, like, you know, if your team's like, hey, we need you. You need to come with us. Like, do you really stay back? Do you really, like, stop and say, okay, they need me. Do I not go? Like, I get it.
She's still never been put in that situation because, again, it's probably one of those things in her head. She thinks she can control it, but she's lost her temper a lot. And going with people that she, you know, quote unquote cares about might be like that tipping point of, like, I can't control shit.
I think, you know, obviously we knew she was going to show up. It was writing on the wall. Dude. Yeah, we knew obvious. she was going to show up and show up at Killer Frost with that awesome whatever jacket she had on, made her look fucking super hot and shit. But we saw that going to happen. But the whole, you know, not killing Amunette, obviously, you know, you can't kill his character because you want her to come back. I mean, we kind of saw that too as well. But I definitely liked how they did it with Iris, kind of talking her down.
Yeah,
that needed to happen, I think. But I definitely liked that scene. I think it was needed. But again, you know, Weeper gets away. So we'll see that dude again at some point. He runs away like fucking Flash. Like the dude's gotten his ass kicked for like, you know, the entire episode. And he's like,
and if you were locked up, bro, you've seen animals get locked in a cage and they get out and they're gone.
Dude, you're wobbly. Like you're getting out like the dudes off the NASA space station. And you're just like you can't talk. You can't walk. Dude. It's not happening.
Got my sea legs.
Dude, it's atrophy, dude. You're not walking. You're, you know, like that's, come on now. And well, he doesn't get away. Technically, because we see Thinker in the modern day, or, you know, what we perceive to be the modern day, and he fucking zaps him with his chair. By the way, what the hell is he shooting him with? Was that like electricity? Was that like, what was that? Was that like brain waves? Like,
brain waves from underneath the chair. that's what you're going with?
Dude, come on. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. So I definitely want to talk about, we'll talk about theories. Now, obviously this looks like one of Bobby's.
No, this is, I cannot take credit for this one.
Oh, you can't.
No, when I was looking for articles, some of the message boards and some of the other things came on with this character that the Thinker, it might be a swerve based on.
So they're telling us it's a Thinker, but it's probably somebody else.
No, they haven't
said
the Thinker. They've said DeVoe. We said it was the Thinker. And that's the only reason I kind of believe this is because we didn't say we said the Thinker.
It's the same shit they did with on Arrow last season.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches. So let's talk this theory. So the theory is right now that it's not DeVoe is not actually the Thinker. They think the theory is that he's Metron. Now, Metron is a fictional character appearing in American comic books, which was published by DC. He came out, first appearance was New Gods Volume 1, Number 1, February, March, 1971. I wasn't born. Created by Jack Kirby for his Fourth World series in DC Comics, Metron was based on actor Leonard Nimoy's portrayal of the Star Trek character Spock. Well, I thought it would be someone else other than Leonard Nimoy character. So,
you know, if you look at his abilities, super intellect, universal knowledge, undefined godlike abilities, utilizes the Mobius chair, granting the ability to travel through space, time, and dimensions.
So
does that not sound like a Flash villain?
Well, dude, he also invented the boom tube technology. So this is interesting, dude. Yes, this absolutely sounds like a Flash villain. So this is interesting, man. If this is another swerve, I mean, shit, just looking at the character, like, looks like him, dude. Like, man, this would be a hell of a swerve, dude. I mean, I've never even heard of Metron. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and try to lie to you guys.
No, yeah, I've never heard of him either. But me, still, that looks like
right,
him.
Does it? Yeah, it looks like it, right?
And the powers and everything kind of goes
lines
along
up. It
with
lines up
what
too
we
well,
have.
Right?
And again, we never know. We've also seen them take abilities from other DC characters and link them all together. So maybe they're using the Thinker, but they're giving some of these abilities.
So someone on Wikipedia already says in other media, at the end of season 4, episode 1 of the CW series The Flash, a character closely resembling Metron is seen in a floating chair. I'm like, damn, them people are fast for Wikipedia. Dude, this would be one hell of a swerve. But like you guys said, it totally does fit the character. I mean, at the end of the day, dude, like, I know they have to throw some curveballs every
now
and then.
You kind of have to modernize what the Thinker was.
Right. Well,
have the Thinker who was just like this strategist, like,
that's not, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work in the modern day thing.
Especially
it works for a 1970 comic book.
Right. And I think the thing is with this dude, like, you know, I'm okay with them taking liberties and changing characters. First of all, I didn't know much about the Thinker to begin with. Be honest here.
We never heard of this guy.
Never heard of this fucking dude. Guys, like, we don't know. We like to pretend, but we really don't know that much about, you know, these characters, these C and D level characters.
If you're going to give this guy a D.
Yeah. I gave a D, but he's probably an E or F. But the fact of the matter is like, you know, we don't know much. So when we hear about this stuff, we get kind of excited too and kind of like giddy because it's like, hey, this is cool. They're taking characters and they're adjusting them, and I'm okay with that, except for the vigilante one in Arrow. I fuck that. But
that's next hour.
Yeah, in the next hour I'll bitch about that. But no, so I don't know, man. I'm excited. If it is Metron, then awesome. Then, and if it's still DeVoe or the Thinker, cool. But, you know, we'll see. So guys, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about that awesome bachelor party and a few other things. The first quick break. Wanna let loose.
yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder.
USAopoly is the company behind your favorite top quality custom board games made with brands you love. They're your source for authentic and hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained with laughter and shareable memories. Brands include Game of Thrones, Rick and Morty, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, and hundreds of more. Be sure to check out their list of games by heading to USAopoly. That's USAopoly.com.
Dreaming about being a big star. Say you're basic.
All right, guys, we're back. Let's talk about that bachelor party, yo. I've been to one of the, well, been to two of those. I don't know. How many times have I been married? Oh, hey, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, first thing I want to talk about is, you know, Ralph or Elongated Man just fucking crashes that party, dude. I'm not going to lie. That was pretty freaking funny.
When you said see you later.
Yeah, well, you said see you later. I thought you meant like see you later. Like, come on. Dude,
have you ever made that mistake?
Never once. But even still, like, that's pretty great.
Steve, have you ever made that mistake where you thought you were invited somewhere?
Oh, he has. He totally has.
I don't know.
He totally has. Can we start calling him Ralph? And start calling
Are you the Elongated Man?
Well, in more ways than
that. Oh, God, you set him up for that one. God, wah, wah. You know,
you're being an asshole, right? You know what I do with assholes? I lick them.
God, that drop.
Oh,
time.
God.
Anyways, by the way, I just want to let you guys know that that original plan for the bachelor party was the most dog shit piece of shit bachelor party I've ever heard of.
Oh, just sitting around watching fucking videos?
Hey guys, let's sit around, watch home videos, and drink some brandy, and have some dinner.
You know who came up with the plan, right?
It's Barry.
No.
Who was it?
It was Cisco.
It's terrible.
You know why?
Why?
Scared of Gypsy.
Oh. Cynthia? You mean he's scared of Cynthia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. You got to keep it PG and
yeah.
Like I'm in love. I don't want to do this stuff.
Dude, first of all, look, man. Okay, let me just break it down for you guys here. First of all, you know, you could be in love. That's great. Happy for you. Be in love. But a bachelor party where you sit around and watch old home movies? Dude, that's L7 Weenie Square, okay? Go to a strip club, have a good time, you know. It's dude, you're getting married. Have everyone else buy you dances. You don't have to spend money.
Well, you don't have to take it Tom Hanks bachelor party. I mean, if you do, cool. But you don't have to go that far with a donkey and the whole nine.
Everybody knows how old Steve is now because yeah. He said Tom Hanks and bachelor party.
Yeah, he's
1984 wants its reference back.
Hey, hey, that is a classic.
Oh, man. Oh, that's fucking great. That's fantastic.
I actually ran back to the mic. I was getting a drink.
I know you were like, I've got to make this joke. Like, dude, guys, no joke. Bobby got up to grab a drink and he was like running back to the mic just so he could make that joke. You know, I've been to bachelor parties. That would have been a terrible bachelor party. I would have been so bored. Like, I would have just been like, ugh.
I don't want to hang around anybody's house for any kind of party.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Dude, especially like a bachelor party. Like, come on.
Yours was fun.
That it was. Do you remember fucking my dad's house?
I do.
So let me, one of the topics here is do we have any bachelor party stories? Steve was actually in my bachelor party, and let's just say he got so intoxicated, he put on a song by Eminem 17 times in a row, and I am not lying. That's how many.
What song?
It was Fack by Eminem, F-A-C-K.
Was it?
Yes, absolutely. You kept playing it. Somehow the drunk guy got control of the radio and kept playing it over, just put it on repeat, and then decided to actually hump my dad's house. And by hump, I mean grind on my dad's house. And that song, I heard that song 17 times in a row.
Yeah. And I did on the house.
Dude, it was terrible. He got so plastered. He got so hammered that he couldn't go with us to the strip club. He was face down asleep. And dude, my dad's like, I'll watch him just so he doesn't die in his sleep. That's how
he
fucked
come
up.
All over the place.
Yes.
His dad turned me over. So
to make sure he didn't throw up on himself.
Yeah. He was a good man, that guy.
Terrible. Terrible.
I missed all the fun at the party, dude.
You absolutely did. We never mind where we went. But I mean, that's my story. Do you guys have any better ones than that? I think that one's pretty good.
No. Oh. That'll work.
All right. Now, I did like the first thing that popped in my head was like, oh, they're going to a strip club. How the fuck's Barry going to get drunk? And then dude, Cisco brings up a concentrated. By the way, Barry should have paced himself and not drank the whole thing.
So I was thinking the same thing. So he drank that. And then he didn't plateau. Did he just keep drinking and anything after that kept affecting him more and more?
No, I think he drank that and it just shut him down. Like that whole vial shut him down.
I want what he's having.
Dude, I think that would kill a normal human being. You would die. Like, no joke, you'd drink that and die. Like, what is that? Like 9,000 proof? Like, it's got to be something, right?
Yeah.
I want us to talk about Drunk Barry because I think that it was fucking hilarious. First, I'm the Flash. Now, we've all been intoxicated in this room at one point, and me obviously later in life than you guys. But the fact of the matter is I guarantee at one point we've all been drunk and screamed some dumb shit like that.
Oh yeah,
like you know I'm the you know whatever. Like it just I feel like that's pretty standard. For a drunk person, but for him to scream "I'm the Flash" is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Flash,
and it was believable too. He was a believable drunk in that.
Yeah, like I wonder if he actually, dude. Hey, I need to get in character. He gets a little buzzed.
I believed it. He did a good job.
The chicken wing scene, dude. Like you, it's the fucking.
Where did you go?
Yeah, like dude. Like okay, so there's the levels of drunk. You hit the yeah, then you hit the and then you hit the like you ponder life like at the end of Titanic. Why did he let him on the door?
Right.
Like, dude, there is that is literally how you when you get drunk, like you it's like a plateau, dude. And Grant did a great job. I like you said, Steve, I truly believe that he was like fucking hammered.
I don't necessarily think he was hammered, but he did a good job acting if he wasn't. Cause
yeah,
it was believable.
Dude, it was so good. It was so good that we needed that, I think, from Barry. Like we just needed to see it. I think it was a good showing. Like also too, it was just funny just screaming "I'm the Flash" the whole time. But one person who wasn't having any fun, and I can't fucking blame him, is 50 something year old Joe, thinking about, holy fuck, I've got a kid coming. Like, dude, I'm not going to lie, dude. How old's Jill? Like 52, 50, 50?
You would figure if Barry and Iris, you know, late 20s.
So, yeah, he's got to be like 50.
Early 50s.
Early 50s, yeah. Old enough not to be wanting a kid.
Yeah.
Early 50s and you got a bun in the oven? Nah, that ain't me. Hell no, dude. Fuck that. Like, I'm 32 and I don't want a bun in the oven at this point. Like,
well, because you can't get pregnant.
You're right, I can't. I have seen Mr. Mom. That is a movie. I don't know, man. I just you see Joe just sitting there like
have you seen Mr. Mom? Yes. Because it has nothing to do.
I know. With,
you're thinking of freaking
Enemy Mine?
No, what's no, the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, it's damn it. I forget the name. I always get the two confused. But like you see him sitting there and he's like staring like he's wide-eyed like like you could see it on his breath. If he's not saying it, he's like thinking. He's just thinking, fuck, fuck.
Oh, he's thinking it.
Yeah, shit, 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 shit. And then he's sitting there thinking that. And then here comes his stepdaughter.
The movie's Junior.
Junior, that's it. Damn, I get those two mixed up. You see his stepdaughter, you know, getting down on that pole. I did not see that coming. I swear to God. Did you?
No.
No, not at
all. I did not even expect it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, when she said she had something to do, but she would drop her off, I totally didn't see it coming.
I mean, she had something to do. She had to drop down on that pole, dude.
Right.
Damn.
Make it clap.
Oh,
God.
Make it clap. But, dude, like,
I'm surprised Joe's heart didn't just fucking explode right there.
Just boom, right out of his chest, dude.
I couldn't imagine just even running into
somebody you know
coming like, out on a pole.
Like, oh, I've had it happen. I've had it happen.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been in a strip club
and had somebody come out that I did not expect, and yeah.
Did you bang that person?
Was
no,
it a dude?
I did not. No, no.
He's in Dick's Cabaret.
It turned out to be somebody I was friends with. It was just weird.
Was it hot?
Did you get a dance from her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much was the dance?
Three.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did you think, like, after you met her, you, like, had a chance with her because she's a stripper and that you thought they had, like, loose morals?
Yeah. She was probably trying to get through college.
No.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she's good looking. I went to high school with her.
Huh.
But did you?
What?
No? Okay. No. Well, never mind. I mean, at that point, like, you've got questions for that person. Like, first of all, okay, why are you doing this, right?
I'm surprised Joe didn't get in the fight then by just trying to drag her out by her weave.
Right.
By her weave? She didn't have a weave, dude. She did.
I don't know anything about hair. I just thought it was a black people thing.
Oh, my God. Talk about stereotype. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. And we lost all of our listeners. I mean, the explanation made sense. You know, writing a book about, you know, the female experience, right? No?
That's a weird female experience.
Look, I guess, okay, at the end of the day, I could see how being, you know, a dancer could be, like, empowering to a female. I get
that's almost
that
as
just,
bullshit as Mallrats. The young chicks fucking guys from different ages.
Look,
good pull.
I agree. Also, great analogy. I agree, but at the end of the day, I could see how it could be thought that way, how it's empowering, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, you're still taking your clothes off in front
of
dudes.
Well, now hold on. It matters if you've gone down the dark path of the stripper and you're into all the drugs. Yeah, you're into the drugs, you're doing side things in the parking lot. That's a whole different can
of worms. What kind of side things, Steve?
Oh, they're side things.
But I just didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it?
No.
It seemed like, okay, so I see where you're going with this, and let me jump on that. So I thought that was an excuse. I didn't think that was the real reason.
You think she was bullshitting Joe?
The way she said it, it didn't seem very sincere. It seemed like, let me think of an excuse real quick. And that was that's the way she portrayed it, like the actress portrayed it to me. Like I looked at it, I was like, that can't be the real reason. There's got to be something else. You know, I'm sure the money's good, you know, maybe that's what it is. But I just the way she portrayed it and the way that she was talking to Joe with her facial mannerisms made me think that that was a lie. Is that weird? Is that or am I the only one that's what I got out just, of it?
Again, I
forced kind of a forced lie.
That's what I think,
especially
dude.
When you're not telling like your mom or anybody.
Well,
about
who's
it.
Gonna come out and tell their mom that? Most women.
Mom. So,
but if it was so, say. You were doing something, Steve, like, and this was your book, and this was your research, and this was your passion, and you had a plan to do, you know, job A, job B, job C to see how women were treated. Wouldn't you want to go out to your parents that are probably going to be proud of you and run this by them? Especially somebody like with her mom being in the police and being such a high profile person.
That's a good point.
That, you know, imagine if she did get busted and was like, News 3 comes out where strip club was busted in a coke ring. Cecilia's daughter was arrested. She is the, you know, from the PD and all this other stuff.
I think most people would hide. She'd probably go three townships over just to make sure she could keep it undercover.
Dude, people find out about that shit, dude. I don't care how many townships you go over. It ends up happening. I mean, I just
think it was, it just seemed like, I feel like she was stripping because it was money.
Bro, she wanted to make some extra cash, dude. It's whatever, man.
I'd do it if I was her too, hell.
I mean,
I just, again, I didn't buy the bullshit.
Steve's all, I'd helicopter dick to make some extra money, you know? Like, whatever, dude. Whatever.
If I was elongated man, for sure.
Oh, did they make underwear that big? I don't know, man. It felt different to me. It didn't feel like she was telling the truth. But the thing is, dude, like, so things go bad to worse. Ralph decides to just, you know, the guy smashes that picture of him and decides to go to town, dude. It turned into fucking Roadhouse after that. And it was just like, shit, dude. You know, like, Cisco was trying to stay out of the fight.
Yeah.
And it just like all of a sudden, nope, just kidding. Everybody's fighting. Now, I've never been in a ball, like a bar brawl like that, where it just everyone decides to start throwing punches. I've been around fights, but I've never been in one like that. Does that happen? Like,
yes. You put your back to the wall.
You get out.
you seriously find a wall and you put your back to it.
Yeah.
Some bitch, dude. I've seen fights happen, but I've never seen it explode
like
that.
You're on the drinking level of like a junior in high school.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
Age-wise.
Yeah.
You know, so you've never really spent a lot of time in like bars with like the douchey 23-year-olds.
Yeah. Fuck. Those are terrible.
You stay out of it.
You stay out of it. Again, you put your back to the wall and you try to get the fuck away. Because you're going to get hit with something. I have friends that have scars where they got hit with bottles on their face. And shit.
Yeah,
and
thanks,
it's just
dude.
Not it's not a pretty
guys,
thing.
Guys, yeah. The bottles don't break like they do on TV, guys. Those are fake, okay? I have seen, you know, people get hit in the head with them. It's not pretty. I just love that Joe's like, hey, everyone, stop. I'm a cop. And then he gets fucking jumped on. And then Barry's like, I'm the Flash.
And
like,
I think that was just because Barry was yelling, I'm the Flash. Yeah. You just have drunk guys yelling random things. Why am I going to stop?
Yeah, might as well just keep fucking yelling and shit.
You're a cop. I'm already going to get arrested for fighting.
Yeah, like, dude, that whole scene was hilarious. You kind of had to know. That's how it was going to end. You don't like just a night like when they were supposed to sip on brandy and watch home videos and they go to that, like you knew it was going to end like that, right? You had to. So with that, guys, let's jump into our final thoughts on the episode. You know what? I think I'll go first this time.
I like you're rolling a dice.
I was like, well, you know, I really like this episode. I do think, you know, it was a very good job of showing the different portions of the team. And we definitely got to see two different sides of the team. I'm so glad that they've kind of figured out what they're going to do with Caitlin, you know, and not really been one or the other. I think they've figured out the road they're going to move along with her. And I do like that. I definitely like Elongated Man. Ralph did
love him. I think he's great. I love him.
I think he's great. I think he's good for the show. He adds to the weirdness of the show. He's goofy. And I like the character. I think he'll be fun to kind of, you know, be part of the team, hopefully for a while, you know. The whole bachelor party, they nailed that. Barry was freaking hilarious the whole episode. And I think they needed that. They needed the team to kind of
Cheap episode. When's the last time you seen Barry not put on the suit?
True.
They still spent money on all that elongation.
That's true. They did. But I don't know. Those were shots where it was just him sitting there. It wasn't like running shots, you know? So I think you're probably right, Bobby. It probably was a cheaper episode. I loved Amunet. I loved Katie Sackhoff. I think that's going to be a cool character. We're going to see more of her. You know, the whole Weeper thing, I don't know where it's going with Metron or Thinker, whoever the fuck we think he is.
But he's still harvesting.
So I'd like the episode. I think we're going in the right direction. So far this season, like you said, Bobby, the first episode, we're back to that lighter, season of Flash. And I like that. So whoever wants to go next.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh no! I loved Elongated Man. I hope we get to see a lot more of him. I hope he's just not a few episodes and then he's out, or you know, at least throughout the remainder of the season, if not into the next season. I like that they gave the opportunity for all the women to kind of hold their own and do their own thing while all the guys were incapacitated, as it were, and they saved the day. And they didn't need the Flash. They didn't need all that other. The other guys jumping in to help, they were able to do it on their own. I thought that was cool.
And you're right. It was cool. They didn't need to scream hashtag feminism throughout the fucking episode to get that point across. Because that was the only thing that kind of bugged me about it was just like, we know these are powerful women. You don't have to use like whatever buzzword you want to throw out there. Again, Felicity, I thought, brought another charm to it. You know, just running in there, finding... You know, Elongated Man, and just seeing a lot of the weird shit that was going down. They're talking about the security system.
God, dude, that was,
you know, it's like there's 10 different ways to get in there, you know, and then there was things like that were just like subtle jabs at them. And I always think they write those in there as a like, guess what? We troll the fucking boards too.
They read them, dude.
We know what you say. Watch this. We're going to make a joke at what he said. The weird thing that I thought, and we didn't get into it because I didn't know if it would be a good discussion topic, but I thought the relationship between Iris and Caitlin was a lot more than what they said. You know, it was like, oh, we're just work friends. You know,
I thought, that was
weird. Because again, in my head, because I guess that's all we really see them is at Star Labs. thought they were more than friends than that. So
do you think Iris felt that they were more than work friends? Yes, I got that vibe.
I got
that
vibe that she was way more like, hey, we're friends than Caitlin was.
So then Caitlin's the bitch in this.
Yes. Caitlin's the Karen, the douchebag. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the only like kind of weird thing for me. It was just because, again, my expectations of what I thought their relationship was obviously wasn't what.
Strictly business.
Yeah.
No, which is weird. That was weird. Yeah. I will agree with you on that, Bob. All right, guys, with that, that will do it for today's DC on CW, the Flash edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rayman Digital app. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, and Instagram DC_on_CW. With that, we'll see you guys next for the Arrow edition.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are. We'll be right back.